now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
This week on the show, it's another Eurospy special with Kramer. This week, the movie The Last of the Secret Agents. We'll talk about the day a test pilot barrel rolled, a 707 airliner, lots of events to attend, and the very best lounge music from across the globe. Kicking off with the Tiki Lounge crew and Martini Nova on the Cocktail Nation.
Nation. Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Cock Donation with Mancini there, Shot in the Dark. It's Cube Cooper with you as we spin all the lounge tracks from across the globe, all thanks to ultraswag.net.
I spy with my Euro spy.
What do you make of it, Jerry?
I don't know, it's interesting.
Hello?
Is this the American Embassy?
Yes. Are you making an official call?
Are you joking, sir?
No, I'm not. The single shot kills at 10 yards. Use the one shot wisely.
3807, what are your requirements, please? Credentials for typewriter salesman? One draw microfilm? 10 type explosive.
Kramer, the last of the secret agents.
Have you ever seen this?
No.
Oh, it's awful.
All these people, are they the last of the secret agents? Well then, are they the last of the secret agents? All right then, take a look at these two tough guys. Notice how tall and dark and irresistibly handsome they are. How utterly fierce their gaze. How absolutely terrifying their weapons. How girls cling to them. Who are these men? Could it be that Alan and Rossi are the last of the secret agents?
He's the last of the secret agents, my man.
Yeah. Will espionage ever be the same again? For those of you who are curious, find out. See the last of the secret agents?
It was a 1966 spy spoof, there's another one, that starred a popular American comedy team called Alan and Rossi. Now, what happened was, in September 1965, they appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show. It was the last one to be broadcast in black and white. The major guests on that particular episode were the Beatles. It was their last appearance. Ed, after their comedy routine, had a chat to them, and he said, well, what's coming up in the future? They mentioned they'd signed with Paramount to make a movie. Mm-hmm. The movie was Last of the Secret Agents. Now, here's a funny little story about the film. Because of budgetary constraints, they were going to have Nancy Sinatra, who appears in the movie, sing a song that was written by Bacharach and David, but that got canned. So in January 1966, post-production's happening with the movie, the song got canned. Nancy Sinatra had a single release, which became one of the biggest-selling singles of the year, one of her biggest hits and one of her best-known songs, which was Boots Are Made for Walking. Yeah. There was a country version and a hideous answer record. So Paramount went, okay, we want a song, we want her to sing it, write something. So Lee Hazlewood quickly wrote a song. Mm. Now, this is where the song gets interesting. Ever listen to a tune and you think, that sounds like something else?
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Thunderball was a current hit for Tom Jones because the movie just been issued at Christmas time. As you know, most of the Bond movies came out at Christmas. Mm. So Lee Hazlewood had to listen to it. Now, if you listen to the beginning of The Last of the Secret Agents really carefully, it's the beginning of Thunderball sped up.
Really?
So Thunderball's da 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 da. This one's da 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 da. So it's basically Thunderball sped up. If you listen to the vocal melody line, it's similar but not quite the same. I think he changed it just enough so he wouldn't get sued. I don't think most people even recognise the fact that it was so close to Thunderball. Now the funny thing is, of course, song comes out, song's a massive hit, movie came out, the movie flopped. If you see the movie, you'll know why. What Paramount were hoping was that Alan and Rossi would be kind of like Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis, Abbott and Costello, a comedy team they could make a bunch of movies with.
Yeah.
Be grateful the movie flopped. If you ever get a chance to see it, you'll know why. It was pretty lame. But at least you can give them, I suppose you can give them points for trying. But the best thing about the movie was the theme song, which incidentally did not appear on the movie soundtrack EP, which came out about the time of the film. So here it is on the Cocktail Nation, one of my favourite and one of the best James Bond spoof songs. Listen to the lyrics really carefully. There's a line in the song, she says, you think James Bond's some type of suit. Here it is on the Cocktail Nation, the last of the secret agents.
He's never caught one spy, I'm told. He's never even caught a cold. Got his degree from Disneyland, but but he's the last of the secret agents, and he's my man. He's the last of the secret agents, and he's my man. The last of the secret agents, and he's my man. He's the last of the secret agents, he's my man. He's the last of the secret agents, and he's my man.
Spy Jazz. It's the Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper.
Good afternoon, 86.
A warrant has been issued for your arrest. I really must assist the police.
Andy for espionage.
Time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day is through. I only know what I know. The passing years will show. You've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving you. Passing years will show. You've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say, loving you.
In a world, in a time. In a world in a time.
The Cocktail Nation.
Join the man who is about to receive a very different glass eye. A tiny television camera. Handy for espionage.
Don't you dare come back if you let the Russians get their dirty hands on that microfilm.
Broadcasting from the Sydney penthouse.
The Lounge Lothario. Cougar. Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
It is the Swank Party, that is the Cocktail Nation, as we broadcast from the penthouse from the 1961 Deck album, New Rhythms of the South. It's Edmundo Ross. What a difference a day made. Well, just a few more shows to go before I jet off for an end of year vacation. But don't worry, while I'm away, I've still got great classic show replays to keep you going. And speaking of upcoming shows, next few weeks I've got a very interesting interview with a comedian from the golden age of comedy. And he's an amazing fella in that he's put together a nice little book with some incredible jokes from that period. Mind you, it was difficult catching up with him. He's an elderly gentleman and he didn't have email. So I had to track him down on the phone. That was kind of rare. Anyway, more on that in a couple of weeks' time on The Cocktail Nation.
Hi, this is Andy Nizal of Tiki Joe's Ocean, and you are listening to Coop Cooper's Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation, Tiki Joe's Ocean, and Mai Tai Mambo. Here's a great little story that I've got up on the Cocktail Nation website about the day that a test pilot barrel rolled a 707 airliner. Well, this guy is amazing. His name is Tex Johnson, best known for performing Barnstormer-style barrel roll maneuver with Boeing's pioneering 767-80 jet in a demonstration flight over Lake Washington, just outside of Seattle. It happened on August 7th, 1955. The maneuver was caught on film and was frequently shown on the Discovery Wings cable channel, a three-minute short as part of the Touched by History series. Pretty amazing stuff. And I've got a link up on the Cocktail Nation website for you to see this. I'll tell you what, though, I would have loved to have been in the meeting as he was called in by the president of Boeing, Bill Allen. And Johnson was asked what he thought he was doing. And Tex Johnson said, "I was selling airplanes." He kept his position as a test pilot, and he didn't get into any legal trouble for his actions. But what a maverick. The interesting thing about Tex Johnson, unsurprisingly with a name like Tex, he wore a cowboy-style dress, and his maverick behavior is said to have inspired the creation of Dr. Strangelove's major T.G. King Kong character. So I need to see this film again. It's been a little while since I've seen that one. But check out the link that I've got on the Cocktail Nation website. Interesting stuff. Let's take a look at the World of Swing for Pastime album clocks.com and out right now, special Sinatra series that you might like to check out, celebrating the 100 years of Frank Sinatra. Jack Crosley's got his weekly Al Jolson tribute show on in New York City, a little place called Don't Tell Mama. The Gotham Jazz Club, Jazz and Swing, Wednesday nights, November 13, Riviera Swing at the Victoria Hotel in Torquay, Toronto. November 21, at the Loop, it's Makahiki, the Salon Noir, November 28, Frankfurt at the Orange Peel. Weekend at Sinatra's, December 11. And here's a fun one, January 20, Bring a Tiki to Work Day. See what your boss says about that one. For these gigs and lots more, simply click on the Cocktail Nation banner, World of Swank Gig Guide. That'll take you right there. Piggy Lee and Fever now on the Cocktail Nation.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, that is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet, Juliet she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, "Julie, baby, you're my flame. Thou givest fever when we kiss it, fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire, fever, yea, I burn forsooth." Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, "Daddy, oh, don't you dare. Give me fever with his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right?
Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, to give you fever. When you kiss them fever, if you live, you learn. Fever till you sizzle. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
Cocktail Nation. seems to matter.
This is James Spencer, and you're listening to a new track from my album, Blue, The Cocktail Hour on Cocktail Nation. Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with James Spencer at a Cooper Cocktail. We spoke to James last week about the label MPS, an excellent show. If you haven't checked it out, make sure you do get to it this week. And the great thing about last week's show is James programmed all of the MPS label music for me and also spoke on the show as well, sharing his amazing knowledge. It is well worth checking out. www.cocktailnation.net, that's the official website where you'll find us. Links there to the show as well if you need to get in contact with the studios here in Sydney. Plus, social media. Do check it out. Linda Lawson now and Mood Indigo on the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation.
Oh,
Cocktail Nation with Bob Thompson, While We Were Young. Next week on the show, a new release from the Tiki Delights coming your way. Going to leave you with Darwin Muhammad now and Yesterday's. Stay hip.